I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. Much better result this week and a much better performance to go with it, I thought.
A lot better.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Obviously, the girls from the Robinson game, they just knew they didn't perform. They knew what they had to do this week. And first half, I thought, was a bit ropey, but certainly the second half, they stepped up a bit.
Lots of different scorers as well.
Yeah. And obviously, Fran on the score sheet. Which, to be honest, I can't say that it was an excellent goal, but it went in the back of the net.
It went in the back of the net, yeah. She'd nearly got one just a few minutes earlier than that as well.
Yeah.
She booted it at the keeper, who was already on the floor, and it just hit her, unfortunately. But
we probably hit the bar and the post and the other players more than we actually scored. Just shows that they want to get it in the back of the net. It's just that final bit.
So was it 9 or 10?
10, I think it was 10, yeah.
Well, we did actually make it to double figures, didn't we?
Because I think Lizzie got the last one, as I said to her.
Right.
We need to get it 10, and she got the last one.
So that's reduced the goal difference to Middleton Athletic now. Down to 3, is it?
I think we're on 3.
Yeah, so all we've got to do is keep this sort of performance up. We've got some more of the easier teams to play, and they've got some more of the harder teams to play. So that might work in our favour goal difference wise, and then we've got to make sure that we beat them whenever the return fixture's set for.
Yeah, it's one of them. Obviously, now we've got a side next week, which last season was a really easy team. You know, a lot of the teams have stepped up this season.
Mm.
You know, obviously knowing that they're up against us and obviously the others, so it's one of them. It's hard to say what the goal difference is going to be, or you know what the game's going to be like until that final.
Well, certainly Middleton were a tougher outfit this year than last year.
Yeah, definitely. Again, we know now obviously exactly what we're going to do on the return fixture, and hopefully we do that. And obviously Luke as well in training. It's like he knows what the girls have got to do. There's some of them that we've noticed have got a few bad habits, and it does cost us, you know, a lot of passes, a lot of goals. But you know, it's just one of them. We just need to get them out of the bad habits. But at this age now, obviously the amount of time that they've been playing football, it's hard to get out of some of them.
Mm. Well, it was a good performance anyway, 10-0, and hopefully that should keep them all in good spirits for next week's match against Hayside, is it? Hayside Angels?
Yeah, Hayside
Angels away. Right, yeah. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
No problem. Cheers.